In a perfect world, none of us will ever need to use a fire extinguisher. But we all know the world isn't perfect, so it's recommended that we at least prepare for the possibility.
Today you're here at a fire extinguisher class, so we're going to be learning how to operate fire extinguishers. We're going to have a real fire today, so you guys are going to watch a video. We're going to talk.
That's
about
Terry Roberts, a firefighter paramedic with the City of Ketchikan Fire Department. He and firefighter Frank Dyvelbus showed employees of KRBD and the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council the basics of how to use a fire extinguisher. And for those who think extinguishers are easy, well, it's not quite a point-and-shoot operation. For starters, you need to make sure you have the right fire extinguisher for the job.
The classification of fire extinguishers corresponds with the four classes of fire, A, B, C, and D.
That's an instructional videotape we all watched. Yes, I said videotape. It was a vintage VHS, but Robert says that it's all still relevant information. So, ready for the different classifications? A Class A fire involves normal combustible material, such as paper or wood.
Class B fires involve flammable and combustible liquids and gases, such as gasoline, oil, and alcohols.
Class C fires are when electric equipment is on fire, but only if the electric current is still present. So, if your computer is on and catches on fire, it's a Class C. If you unplug it, the fire becomes a Class A.
And Class D fires involve combustible metals, such as aluminum, magnesium, and sodium.
Fire extinguishers are clearly marked to indicate which fires they're designed to control. Some are made for multiple kinds of fire and for different intensities. The first step to use any of them, though, is to get it off the wall.
If you've never done it before and you don't know that there's a clasp on there, there's a little latch, and you're excited, you're in a hurry, you grab it, you're going to wind up ripping the screws right out of the wall, which if you can do that, that's great. It will still work with the mount attached to it.
But it's a smoother process if you just practice releasing the latch. The second step is to break the seal, which is easy if you take the loop handle of the small pin and twist it. Once the seal is broken, the pin just slides out and the extinguisher can be used. Robert stressed that we should pick up the extinguisher with our non-dominant hand so we can use our dominant hand, in my case my right hand, to direct the hose. There's a handy acronym for how to use a fire extinguisher, PASS. That stands for pull the pin, aim, squeeze, and sweep. Sweeping the spray is important to cover all sides of the fire and to push it back. There's another step, though, that Roberts has added to the process, alert, which means let everyone know there's a fire.
Fire, 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 as loud as you can, right? Three times, just shout it out. So you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fire, fire, fire!
That's right. Extra credit points for loudness.
After all that prep work, we were ready for some hands-on fun. Dyvelbus started a controlled fire in the parking lot behind the fire station, and we each took a turn or two putting it out, guided by Roberts.
APAS, you remember your APAS? What does A stand for?
Alert.
So as loud as you can.
Fire, fire, fire!
Select appropriate extinguisher, pick it up. P, pull the pin, all right? With your dominant hand, hold the nozzle in your hand. Okay, A, aim, give it a squeeze. All right, see how far it goes? So we're gonna approach the fire. And we're going to ride about here, squeeze and sweep. And watch it. Come on up here. Okay, back away.
As fun as the training was, Roberts and Dyvelbus stressed that we are not firefighters. Extinguishers are for safety and to buy us time. So if there is a fire, we now know how to use our extinguishers to clear away, for everyone to get out of the building as quickly as possible, and then call for the professional firefighters. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.